What do you think of Love Your Work? I want to hear it, and I'm giving away an Amazon gift card to find out. Go to Kattavy.net/survey through June 22nd to take the survey for a chance to win an Amazon gift card. That's Kattavy.net/survey. This is Love Your Work. On this show, we introduce you to the people and give you the tools to carve out success by your own definition. I'm David Kattavy, and I'm a best-selling author and entrepreneur. Every Thursday, I love bringing you a new episode in which I dissect the unique path of a guest, what clues help them find their calling, how do they cut out the noise to focus, and where have they made compromises. Or I bring you lessons that I've learned for myself. If this is your first time listening, be sure to check out some of our most popular episodes. Jason Fried on episode 1, neuroscientist John Cunios on episode 8, former AOL CEO Steve Case on episode 25. If you like what you hear, please subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts and write us a review. Go to kattavy.net/review. I work really hard bringing this show to you, so when you subscribe and review, it really helps me keep doing that for you. And as I record this, I'm getting ready to interview Dr. Terry Walls. You may have seen her amazing TEDx talk entitled Mind Your Mitochondria. Dr. Walls was confined to a wheelchair because of MS for about 4 years, but she formulated a diet based upon paleo and ketogenic principles, and she now walks without a cane, and she rides her bike to work. And I've been using her diet myself to manage a sort of chronic inflammatory illness, and I've had great results. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about that in our discussion. Anyway, I'm very much looking forward to having her on the show. You can order her book, The Walls Protocol, at kattavy.net/walls. That's W-A-H-L-S. And Ryan Holiday's new book, Ego is the Enemy, is out. Ryan will be on the show next week, and we'll be exploring the many ways that ego can hold you back in setting goals, in accepting and learning from failure, and in adjusting to success. And we also are going to get into pageview economics a little bit, and what you can do to fight back and regain control of your attention. You can buy Ego is the Enemy at kattavy.net/ego. And in Ryan's episode, we're also going to be talking about his love for books and how that affects the decisions that he makes in his life. If you look on Ryan's blog, you can see his massive book collection and his stacks and stacks of index cards full of anecdotes and facts. He's hand-transcribed from the thousands of books he's read. I was thinking of Ryan when I decided to buy a $600 reading lamp. The places you invest your money and the objects you surround yourself with, both these things have a huge influence on how you spend your time and your energy. And buying the $600 lamp actually helped me read more books. This article is available on Medium. You can just Google $600 lamp or go to kattavy.net/medium. Here we go. Love Your Work is supported in part by Treehouse. Take your career to the next level and learn from over 1,000 videos created by expert teachers on web design, coding, business, and much more. Claim your 14-day free trial at kattavy.net/treehouse. You'll be supporting the show. I bought a $600 lamp. Now I read more books. Or why lamps are more valuable than TVs. The only lamp I had was a crappy IKEA one. My old roommate gave it to me when I moved out and didn't have any furniture. It didn't cast light evenly on my books, so I often found myself leaning over the edge of my armchair just to read. I prefer not to develop the posture of Quasimodo, so it was time to find a different lamp. I hadn't realized how hard it would be to find a good reading lamp, one that hangs over your book, casts light evenly, and with the dimmer switched. I looked around at various shops. I figured my budget was $150. I saw lots of disappointing lamps, with clunky controls, cheesy faux antique finishes, and switches that would be way down on the floor, which I would have no hope of reaching comfortably from my chair. But there was this one lamp that I couldn't get out of my head. I saw it at a fancy architectural lighting shop in River North. There was an old German guy working there who wore suits and pretentious glasses, and he just wanted you to go away. Its controls were buttery. It was as if the lamp was an intelligent being, a dance partner. It knew when and where you wanted it to move, and where you wanted it to stop. It could reach over your chair, point at any angle, and it even had a dimmer switch within easy reach. But it was $600. I went back to the lighting shop 3 times to look at the lamp, looking at other shops in between. Every other lamp was all wrong, but $600 for a reading lamp? Then, one night, I was on a walk. I saw a flickering blue glow in the third floor window of a nearby apartment building. It grew intense, then it would disappear for a moment. It would even change colors from time to time. Tan for a moment, violet for a moment, then back to blue. It was a television. A big, giant television. Right in the middle of this person's living room. I'm one of those annoying people who hasn't had a TV in years. It's not like I don't watch television shows on my iPad or my projector. My main problem is one of design. If 1,000 years from now, archaeologists happen upon an untouched living room from our age, they will be convinced that the television was some kind of religious shrine, and all of their furnishings in their gathering space pointed at this flat rectangle through which they were transmitted messages from their gods. Actually, they wouldn't be far off. My problem with TVs is that they take over the space. They become the dominant element, like a billboard on a highway in the middle of Nebraska. You just can't look away. This makes you watch TV more than you intend to. I figured to myself, most people will pay more than $600 for a television set that takes over their living room. Why shouldn't I pay $600 for a lamp that makes reading more enjoyable? So, I bought the $600 lamp. It sits there in my living room, a beautiful piece of design, reminding me to read. It also makes the experience of reading downright blissful. Now, I read more books. The lamp, by the way, that stole my heart is the Holtkotter 6470SN Bernie Turbo Series in satin nickel finish. It's available on Amazon without the snooty German guy. You can get it at katavi.net/lamp. Love Your Work is supported in part by Audible. You can try Audible for free at katavi.net/audible. Choose from over 180,000 audiobooks on any subject that you can imagine. Go to katavi.net/audible and claim your free audiobook. There we have it again. There will be some relevant thoughts next week from Ryan Holiday on how making decisions about where you live or what kind of car you drive help shape your career and life. For more insights on reading, check out episode 12, Stop Reading Books Straight Through, Start Reading in Layers. You can also subscribe to my book recommendations, mostly the nonfiction, on a variety of topics, at katavi.net/reading. Sign up and you'll get my first set of recommendations right away. And you'll be supporting the show if you buy any of those books through the links in the email. This has been Love Your Work, and I am David Katavi. The theme music for this show is CNU, performed by The Album Leaf, courtesy of Sub Pop Records. Love Your Work is a production of Katavi Inc.